We're at the 2017 Summer Cattle Industry Business Meetings, NCBA, American National Cattle Women, the Cattlemen's Beef Board all meeting, and we've got the Executive Director of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association with us right now, Kendall Frazier. Kendall, NCBA, you know, it's been a pretty good year so far for your organization. Change of administration in D.C. has not hurt at all as far as the attitude of a lot of your members.
It hasn't. We feel really good, Ron, about some of the appointments that have been made in the key government agencies that we interact with, and that would be EPA, the Department of Interior, and Agriculture Department. So those three agencies we do a lot of things with. We feel like there are good people now heading up all three of those agencies. Obviously, one of those is from Oklahoma at EPA, and we've had a lot of meetings with them. And feel like philosophically we agree a lot with what they want to do. In addition to that, our industry is in pretty good shape from a moisture standpoint across the country. We do have the Dakotas right now that are experiencing some drought, but other than that, we're in pretty good shape for grazing and forage supplies. We've got a good corn crop coming, which will be conducive to calf prices this fall. The cattle market has been stronger this year than I think anyone predicted, and it's kind of surprised some people. We're starting to now see some contracting go on for some fall calves, and some fall calves being that were born in the spring contracted and sold. So, you know, attitudes are pretty good right now in our industry, Ron. And the last thing that's going on is we've seen double-digit growth in exports this year, and that's really helped the cattle market. We feel like there's a bright future for American beef overseas. Percent of our production exported is growing. So there's a lot of optimism in our industry.
Your association front and center with the unveiling and welcoming of U.S. beef into Beijing. You got to feel, you know, that's another one of those accomplishments that we've been wanting to get done for so many years.
It is, and we're very excited about it. We understand that we're going to have to develop that market, and it will be a slow process to do that because we haven't been in there since 2003. Obviously, there are supply chains that have to be developed so we can sell the product into China, and the importers in China are going to have to start buying American product. We have seen a tremendous amount of interest from Chinese importers in U.S. beef. In fact, we're going to have a group in our office in Denver Monday to talk about that. Meat Export Federation is working very hard on that. We're working very hard on that and supporting them. But you're right. This was one of our top policy priorities. It's been one of our top policy priorities for several years, and we congratulate the Trump administration for making this happen.
Let's talk about some of the, kind of, I don't know if you want to call them internals or not, but always some challenges out there. One is that we continue to have some groups that have been assaulting and suing the dollar head beef checkoff, and a case has caused some consternation in the northern part of the country, in Montana.
There is, and it is disappointing at a time where we're increasing supply in our country, and we need checkoff dollars to work hard to promote beef both here in the domestic market and overseas, and we have no shortage of need for that. There are those that are suing against the checkoff and want to completely stop it. I can't really say much more about that because it is a legal issue in court, but it is unfortunate, Ron.
Industry seems we've seen these positive things. I know that there are a few frustrations in our nation's capital as well, trade, as well as some of the things that we still haven't gotten done yet. TPP is a worry, and then, of course, we're waiting on what's going to happen with taxes.
We are, and those are two big issues that are out there. The Trump administration pulled out of TPP. That was what I would consider, and many, one of the most significant agriculture trade agreements ever, and an opportunity for all farmers and ranchers in the United States to sell more products overseas and to open up the Japanese market more. It was unfortunate, and our question to the Trump administration has been, okay, you don't want to do this. then what is your strategy? And we're going to continue to press them on a bilateral agreement with Japan to get that done and keep pushing exports overseas. We think we've got to be really careful with NAFTA. The administration is about ready to enter a period to renegotiate NAFTA. We consider that a distraction. As you well know, Ron, American agriculture has benefited greatly through NAFTA, both for meat products, beef, pork, but also for a lot of grain products that are going into Canada and Mexico. So the administration needs to be careful with NAFTA.
The tax issues. I know that this is one of those things that almost as long as we've been talking policy issues, we've always fretted over the death tax. We've kind of solved it back around 2000 or so for a while, but it's back in full force, and there has been promises that we're going to get it finally taken care of.
Well, we hope so, and that's another one of our top policy priorities is to repeal the death tax, eliminate that. It's a major barrier to passing farms and ranchers on to the next generation. And it's been a long-standing policy priority. It appears that Congress is going to do some kind of tax reform, and we're going to push them hard during that process to eliminate the death tax. That's a high priority for this association.
And the hope is that that'll be done. Maybe some other things that are also part of the overall tax code that could be positive for your members, right?
Well, yeah. You know, obviously capital gains tax, lowering the capital gains tax. We do have some agriculture operations that are incorporated in a corporate structure, so lowering the corporate tax rate would be good for those operations. So there are a lot of things in the tax law that we think would benefit American agriculture.
Industry seems like, when we start looking forward a little bit, there's some pretty positive things. Maybe one indicator of that was the audit that was released earlier in this meeting that showed that we've made a lot of progress over the years since the early 90s on some things that, as we've pointed them out, the cattle producers have responded. But there's some things within that, especially public perception, that they pointed to, the rest of the value chain pointed to, as a big worry going forward. How do you get your arms around that and really proactively talk to consumers?
Well, there is an effort right now as a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. You're going to see this fall a pretty substantial image campaign about how we produce beef in the United States from the ranch to gate, released this fall. We're working on that right now as we speak. Again, that's funded with checkoff dollars. But that's in response to a lot more questions coming from consumers, and especially the younger consumers, about how we produce beef in the United States. And it's not only beef production in the United States. It's all of agriculture, how agriculture products are produced in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we feel like this campaign that we're going to launch this fall is going to really put us on the offense and help answer some of those questions. So stay tuned for that campaign. We think it's going to be really exciting.
Thank you, Kendall. Kendall Frazier, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.